نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. We often hear this term and this expression of Alhamdulillah. And we as believers, we ought to make this a common practice on our tongue, the word Alhamdulillah. Because as believers, we realize and we acknowledge that all the favors that Allah is bestowing upon us, that's cascading upon us every second of our life, it is only the favor of Allah and nothing from our side. So as believers, that is why we find that in the Sharia, most of our masnoon dua starts with this word, Alhamdulillah. And Ulama Ikram explained, when a person verbally expresses this thanks to Allah, this expression of thankfulness, he acknowledges that, Ya Allah, it is nothing from my side, no achievement from my side, no know-how, nothing from my, I negate myself. And this is only a favor from you. If Allah Ta'ala had to make a rule that in accordance to our obedience to Allah, Allah will favor us with bounties, probably we wouldn't even be able to breathe the fresh air that Allah has given us. And this is why Ulama Ikram explained that it is impossible to enumerate and count the blessings of Allah. We'll be exhausted. Because every single bounty of Allah, there are millions of bounties that are attached to it. How often we wake up in the morning and everything went smooth. The exterior bound, we find the sun rising on its time. All Allah Ta'ala's arrangements that's operating according to the command of Allah in accordance to its time. Hazrat Maulana always mentions that when we go for Fajr Salah, it is dark, our car lights are on. And when we return, it's light in the car, we don't have to need to put the lights on of the car. Do we just take it like that, or do we ponder and reflect that, Ya Allah, when I came for Fajr Salah, the night, it was dark. Who made this altercation from the night to the day? Prior to Qiyamah, one night will be lengthened to three nights. That will cause such restlessness and worry and panic in the ummah, in the people. In the morning of that, the morning after the three nights, the sun won't rise how it normally rises. It will rise from the west, and Tawbah will be closed. So every morning when the sun is rising in its normal position, how Allah has commanded, is that expression of Alhamdulillah, oh Allah, you have still given me the chance to make Tawbah. Ulama Ikram explained that the outer, the ni'mat of Allah that we see. And there are many ni'mat that we are aware of, many we are unaware of, and many we take for granted. Some time back there was an article, there was a lawyer who was very prosperous in his profession, and he was in his prime of his prosperity. And he met up with an accident. And after the accident, the effect of the accident was such that he was totally paralyzed. But as they spoke to him, they noticed he was blinking his eye and he could hear. When they spoke to him and they said, he blinked his eye. So they understood that his brain is operational, he can understand, and his eyelids are moving. So that portion of the brain is not affected, but the rest of the body was paralyzed. So one journalist, a lady journalist, she was curious to know, what are we going through the mind of this lawyer, that in his prime of his prosperity, suddenly he was denied all his profession, he was denied instantly. With one accident, he was resorted to bedridden, paralyzed, total paralysis. So she devised a scheme to communicate with him. And she said that she started now alphabets, A, B, C, D. And if he blinked once, it's no. If he blinks twice, then that's the alphabet she must put down. And she asked him one question, that what is going through your mind at this moment? And with great difficulty like that, for example, if she said I, then she came to the letter I, then blinked twice, and she noted it down. So it took her some time, and she managed to compose a sentence that he responded to her question. And what he said, I'll be the happiest person if I can just swallow the saliva that is in my mouth. Subhanallah. How we take this for granted? Just the saliva in our mouth. Our Hazrat once mentioned in one place, they had a certain disease that the mouth was not producing saliva. And because of this, when they were eating, the food was going down as sandpaper. What a great ni'mat from Allah that just the saliva in the mouth. what we don't understand, and we don't realize the great ni'mah that Allah has given us. That's why this word expression, Alhamdulillah, acknowledgement and praise Allah for all the favors and the bounty He has given us. Shaitan, prior to him being Shaitan, Allah favored him with a great amount of bounties and favors. Allah gave him the tawfiq to worship Allah for thousands of years, to such an extent that even Allah elevated him to the heavens and made him the ustaz of the malaika. But unfortunately, he was ungrateful. He didn't acknowledge the favors that Allah has bestowed upon him, and he attributed to himself, and he felt that this position I have achieved through myself, and that had become the means of his destruction and his rejection. So Ulama Ikram explained that when he was rejected and he refused to fulfill the command of Allah by making sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, then he asked Allah for respite till the day of Qiyamah. And when Allah gave him respite, then he mentioned, and this is ulama say, it's mentioned in Surah Araf, that he said, I will start making such an effort to mislead the son of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, mean man, insan, that I will come from my right, I will come from my left, I will come from my front, from behind, etc. And then he mentioned something, and you will find many of them ungrateful. And here the ulama say, he gave a hint, that the way he got destroyed through ingratitude, he will use that same approach and that same threat to destroy us and to deprive us of the ni'mat of Allah. Because it is said, if a person show gratitude to Allah for all the bounties that Allah has bestowed upon him, Allah will increase it. Allah will increase his bounties. And on the contrary, if a person does not show gratitude, then ulama ikram explain what is meant, that Allah will either immediately deprive him of that bounty, or Allah Ta'ala will not give him the tawfiq to use that bounty in Allah's obedience. So ulama ikram explain also that in Surah Adiyat, Allah Ta'ala explains for the qualities of the horses, that animals have such level of obedience and such appreciation to their master, that you find an animal will give his life to protect its master, total obedience, servitude, etc. And in what does the master give? It's just basically hay, just a little shelter, etc. And then Allah Ta'ala complains and says, verily, insan is very ungrateful. The ulama give this ayat, inna al-insan rabbi la kanood. And kanood, Abd Hassan bin Basri, Hassan Basri rahmatullahi has mentioned, what is meaning of kanood, that this ungratefulness, is that when a person is put through any difficulty, he focuses so much on the difficulty that it makes him unmindful or oblivious of all the bounties that Allah is showering upon him. He becomes oblivious of it, unmindful. And Abu Bakr Wasiti rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that what is meant by kanood bin ungratefulness, that he will use these bounties in the disobedience of Allah. Allah has given a person sight, but he will abuse it. Once one sheikh was mentioning in America, he said there was a person that he met up, he had a motor, he used to ride motorbike, a youngster, and just on the ni'mat of Allah that we take for granted. And he met up with an accident, he was involved in a collision, and the impact of the collision, a little part of the shrapnel flew past his eye and ripped his eyelid off, of his one eye. Besides his other things, everything healed. But this was a very delicate, the skin of the eyelid is very delicate. So then, treatment, after all the other things that had broken, he managed to get that sorted out. But he noticed that every time that eyelid, the doctor said that the skin graft is very delicate, we will not be able to do a skin graft on that eyelid. And like that, accordingly, he had to live with it. But he noticed that every time after a few days, a few hours in it, he find that eye, they didn't have the eyelid, the vision was blurred. So he went to the doctor and explained to the doctor that, listen here, this is the problem, my vision is getting blurred. So the doctor told him that's bound to happen. You see the eyelid, what happens, a lot of dust in the atmosphere settles on the eyeball, and this eyelid serves as a wiper, so to say, to clear this dust so your vision can be clear. Now that you don't have that eyelid, you don't have that ability to now wipe this dust, settle those particles that are settling on the eyeball. So he said, what must I do? He said, the only thing I can tell you is that you have to manually wash your eyeball every time you find that blur vision. And he said he started doing this, and after some time he came back to the doctor and said, as you use anything water for a continuous time, it starts creating a burn. He said, every now that I'm applying the water manually to my eyeball, it's creating such a burn. The doctor said, unfortunately, you'll have to live for the rest of life in this manner. Allah. Things that we take for granted. How do we ponder and reflect? Dr. Abdullahi Arifi Rahmatullah used to say, every morning when you wake up, ponder and reflect on the amount of bounties that Allah is cascading upon us. He said that will develop the love for Allah. It will increase that love, that heart will beat with the love of Allah. Because you will understand how many favors that Allah is bestowing upon you. One Jamaat went to one country, and they seen one person sitting on the side of the road, and his eyes was closed, and they seen him to be, and they recognized him to be a Muslim. He had a topi on, and they made salam to him. So when they made salam to him, he took his two hands like this manually, and he lifted up his eyelids, and he said, I am not blind. Just the muscle in my eyelids is paralyzed. Due to this, I am totally handicapped. That I am totally handicapped. See, that Jamaat went to the masjid that night, and the Jamaat cried and said, Ya Allah, how many thousand times a day we blink our eyes, did we even recognize it to be a favor and a bounty? Generally, a person will only appreciate a bounty when either that bounty is taken away from a person, or he sees another person deprive a bounty. If you see a blind person, then you say, Allah, shukr, I got eyesight. Really, beloved brothers, this is the essence of the skia and the iskai istima, is to develop the love for Allah through analyzing and acknowledging the bounties that Allah is showering upon us. Shaitan will make us ungrateful. Today, for one small setback or test, we find we are deprived of many, many bounties that Allah is showering upon us. We complain. Focus on the things that Allah is bestowing upon us. Think of how many favors Allah is bestowing upon us. And then it will make us blind to the things that we are tested for. It is said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in times of difficulty, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a dua to say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. And what is meant by this, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, that try by reading this, that, oh Allah, there are still many favors showering upon me that does not warrant me to be despondent on this little test you are putting upon me. Putting upon me. Ibn Sirin Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that when a person is sick, for example, and he reads this dua, when people come visit him and he reads this dua, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, and Ibn Sirin Rahmatullah Ali said, by virtue of saying, reading the dua, and then narrate, you know, may ask how you, and say maybe you got this problem, that problem. After reading this dua, he will not be recorded among those who have complained about this condition. And there's a beautiful hadith, the mafum of which is something as he said, that when a person falls ill, Allah deputes two angels to go and go to the sick person, and observe that when people come and visit him, how he is responding, how he is reacting, and what he is saying to the visitors. And when they come and visit him, and they find, the angels find him to be praising Allah, and say Alhamdulillah, etc., then these angels go back to Allah. And although Allah is all-knowing, and inform them that, oh Allah, your slave was praising you in that condition of sickness. Then Allah Ta'ala says something in effect, I take it upon myself that if I have decreed that through the sickness he will pass away, then I will admit him into Jannah. And if I have decided to cure him, then I will give him better flesh than what he had, better blood than what he had, and the ulama explained, meaning that he will enjoy better health than what he enjoyed prior to the sickness. This is our Allah. How many favors of Allah is descending upon us? That expression from Alhamdulillah should not just be verbal, but should come from the heart. Ponder and reflect. How many things we are eating? How many things today, this morning we had breakfast? Who's operating the system within our bodies? Who's letting everything being distributed? how can we be unmindful and oblivious of the great kindness of Allah and the favors that Allah is cascading upon us? So we have to conscientize upon. We have to conscientize ourselves regarding this. That Allah, it is your favor, your kindness. You made it possible for me. Oh Allah, don't let me be among the ungrateful ones. Umar radhiyallahu anhu, during the Khilafat of Umar radhiyallahu anhu, his sahaba was making that dua. We always hear the ulama say that Allah Ta'ala always say, وَقَلِلُ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very few are grateful unto Allah. So the sahaba was making that dua. He said, oh Allah, make me amongst the few. And Umar radhiyallahu anhu asked, what do you mean by this dua? He said, oh Umar, Allah says, only very few are grateful to you. I want to be amongst those people who are grateful. When a person is grateful, sometimes you see our pious predecessors in such difficult times, they went through such difficulty, but they always were praising Allah and thanking Allah. And they always never complained. There was one great sheikh who his kidneys started to stop functioning, and he was forced to be put with the bag, so he was living with the bag. And all his students and murids came to visit him, and they came to console him. And they told him, Hazrat, Allah is elevating your status. Through this difficulty that you're undergoing, you're going to have a very high status in the Akhirah. Try to give him consolement. This pious Buzruk and the Sheikh said, what are you talking of high status? I am so remorseful and regretful that when this condition was not with me, means I could pass urine easily and comfortably. Not once can I think in my life did I read a 2 rakats of Salatul Shukr exclusive for this bounty, for this favor. So what are you talking? I am guilty for not recognizing these favors that Allah has bestowed upon me. How often did we make dua and did we make shukr for the iman Allah has given us? By virtue of that iman, all the other bounties will be recognized. Through iman, a person will look at only that which pleases Allah. Through the bounty of iman, a person will only listen that which Allah loves and Allah wants the person to listen. Through the bounty of this iman, did a person make actually special 2 rakats to thank Allah for this bounty? Or did we just take it for granted? Haji Amin from Bosman, rahmatullah alayhi, one of our senior workers in the effort of Dawat Tabligh, one day he told me every night, and he encouraged me to do it also, to say, every night before you sleep, read 2 rakats with 3 intentions. And he said, alhamdulillah, I've been doing that for years. And what he said? He said, read 2 rakats, salatu shukr at Allah. You blessed me with iman. You blessed me to be in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great ni'mat. And then the 2 rakats with the niyat of hajat at Allah. Give me the tawfiq to be able to make qadr of this. To appreciate what you have, this bounty you have given me. And then with the same 2 rakats, you made a niyat, 3 niyats. Salatul shukr, salatul hajat, salatul tawbah. Oh Allah, I have never fulfilled the rights of this great gift that you have given me. He said, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will keep you steadfast on that. Especially in today's time that we are such trying times, where we are bombarded and we attack to our iman. Make shukr to Allah. That Allah, you bless us with iman. That Allah, through the barakat of iman, you have given me such solace. That every difficult condition I attribute to Allah. How nice you feel when you go and visit somebody who's sick, who got iman, and say, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala knows best. Always, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala is kind to me. Sometimes you meet people, how are you? Alhamdulillah, Allah is so kind to me. We don't know the virtue of iman. We don't know the benefit of iman. What solace it gives to the heart. One person, one white person, one day I was met someone. He had a very high position in the mine. And it was during that the COVID time and the second wave, etc. A lot of people were losing their lives and it was creating panic. So he had a son that was a diabetic. And the son was in his 20s. And it so happened the son fell and he had a wound. Developed a wound on his hip or so. And the mother said, how much they tried to treat it, they couldn't treat it. So they realized that, you know what, being a diabetic, he has to be hospitalized. So they hospitalized him. And just to be treated for that wound. After a few days, they phoned him and told him, listen, yeah, we're sorry, but you know what, he's having a problem with his breathing. and he seemed that he needed to be moved to high care. So he thought, okay, probably maybe, you know, circumstances, and he said, no problem. And after 2-3 days, they said, you know what, despite we putting him in high care and increasing the oxygen dosage, he's still having fine difficulty breathing, and I think we'll have to move him to ICU. He said, my wife had also a very good job, and I was in a very high position in the one of the CEO of those mines, etc. And we were earning very well. And then after a day or two, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, I get a phone call. Please, your son has taken a bad turn, and urgently you have to come to the hospital. You see, when we came to the hospital, hardly about 10-15 minutes, and my son passed on. He said, this had such an impact on our lives. He said, I resigned from my job. My wife left her job. Until today, it is a few months that has passed. We can't forgive ourselves for why did we send him to hospital. For guaranteed, had he not gone to hospital, he would be still with us. Then I said, Ya Allah, look at this beautiful iman of ours. How our iman makes us look at things. That when a person passes away, he says, Allah knows best, it was his time up. Never do we blame anyone. And he's blaming, said we should have never sent him to hospital. And then if they can't forgive themselves, and every day and every night it is haunting them, why did they send their son to the hospital? And the beauty of iman, do we make shukr for this? So this is a lesson. Let us be ever grateful to Allah. Let us be among those who will be grateful to Allah for all the bounties that we have knowledge of, that we have not knowledge of. If we have to count the bounties, it is impossible to count the bounties of Allah. And when we are grateful, Allah will give us increase. And ulama ikram explained, especially the bounties of deen is more superior, that Allah has given us the tawfiq to perform fajr with jamaat. Do we feel it in our hearts of gratitude to Allah? You gave me the tawfiq. You gave me the tawfiq to be here. One great alim said, when a person makes tawbah, take it as a glad tidings that Allah desires to forgive him. That's why Allah inspired his heart to make tawbah. So let's take it a great time that we have come here, inshallah, Allah desired for us to reform. That's why we have come to the Islam Ijtima. And Allah desires, and we say, Ya Allah, it is tawfiq from you. You gave me the tawfiq to do it. You gave me the ability to do it. Allah, condition my heart. Remove all the barriers between me and you. And let my link and my taluk be with you, Allah. I thank you for all the favors, Allah. I am not deserving to be here. I am not deserving to listen to this, Allah, your kindness. You have given me the opportunity. You have given me the ability, Allah. Continue to show me. Because one alim was explaining so beautifully. He said that when a person shows this type of gratitude, especially in deen, two things will happen. Allah will increase him in doing that thing, and Allah will give him istiqamah. He'll the deen or that amal will be continuous. So may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal whatever is said. And may Allah Ta'ala make us amongst his ever grateful servant and save us from ever be amongst those who are ungrateful to him. Wa akhiru da'wana.